So now let's talk about AWS Trusted Advisor. So you don't need to install anything. It's a service that gives you a high-level account assessment on your account. It's going to check for a few things and advise you on them. So the checks can be, for example, do you have EBS public snapshots? Or do you have RDS public snapshots? Or are you using the root account for your account? So all these things are checked by Trusted Advisor, and they are grouped in six categories. We have cost optimization, performance, security, fault tolerance, service limits, and operational excellence. So you have what's called the three sets of checks, the core sets of checks, and then you have the full set of checks. And to have access to the full set of checks, you need to have a business or an enterprise support plan. On top of it, if you do switch on the business and enterprise support plan, then you get programmatic access to Trusted Advisor through the AWS support API. So I think it's best for you to see what Trusted Advisor is made of to really understand it. So here I am in Trusted Advisor, and as you can see, you have recommendations. So zero actions are recommended, but two investigations are recommended for me. And then there are some checks on excluded item or not. But as we can see, we have two on security that must be looked at. So it turns out that one of my buckets is actually allowing a global access. So I need to verify it and make sure it's correct. And as you can see, 29 of my 60 security group rules allow unrestricted access to a specific port. So again, this is something I should look at. Maybe that's my intention. Maybe that's a problem. But as you can see right away, I get prompted to upgrade my support plan to get all Trusted Advisor checks. So let me show you what I mean. On the left-hand side, we have the recommendation categories. And if I click on cost optimization, as you can see, I get none of the checks available because I need to update my support plan. So all these things are actually not available for me, and I need to pay for the service to actually make some cost optimizations. Same for performance, I get access to nothing. If I go to fault tolerance, again, I get access to nothing. Operational excellence, again, access to nothing. The only two things I have access to is security. So here we get some checks, they're called the core checks. And in here I have my bucket permissions, my security group ports, my EBS public snapshot, RDS public snapshot, and so on. But as soon as I go in here to the more advanced security checks, then again, I need to update my support plan. Finally, you can have a look at service limits directly in Trusted Advisor. That's one way of doing it. So you can have a look at your auto-scaling groups, your CloudFormation stacks, your DynamoDB read and write capacity, and so on. So Trusted Advisor is not a very interesting service to look at when you don't pay for the support plan, but at least this should give you an idea of how Trusted Advisor is used in AWS and therefore answer your exam questions on it. All right, so that's it. I hope you liked it. And I will see you in the next lecture.